This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with John Taffer, the host of Bar Rescue on Spike TV in just a moment. But first, Tax Freedom Day happens on April 24th, which is 114 days into the new year. This year, Americans will pay $3.28 trillion in federal taxes, $1.5 trillion in state and local taxes, which equals a total tax bill of $4.85 trillion. Tax Freedom Day is the day when Americans as a whole have worked enough to pay off the nation's tax burden. In 1900, Tax Freedom Day came on January 22nd. The latest it's ever fallen was May 1st in the year 2000. There's no shame in admitting it. Many of us would rather pay someone to do our taxes than spend the 16 hours the IRS estimates it would take us to do it ourselves. But much like state and local tax rates, the accessibility, affordability, and effectiveness of tax help vary significantly according to WalletHub's new report on the best and worst states for tax help. In order to identify the geographical sweet spots for tax assistance across the country, WalletHub compared the 50 states as well as the District of Columbia in terms of six key metrics, ranging from the number of accountants per 1,000 people to their average workload and hourly compensation. Let's start with the worst states for tax help. There's a tie between Texas and West Virginia, and Wisconsin and Florida, too. Indiana, Louisiana, North Carolina, Mississippi, Arkansas, and the 51st and worst state for tax help, Idaho. Now let's look on the brighter side, the best states for getting tax help. Number 10, Maryland. Number 9, New York State. Number 8, Washington State, followed by number 7, Oklahoma. A tie for 5th and 6th between Connecticut and Colorado. Minnesota comes in at number 4. D.C., Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, number 3. The state of Massachusetts, number 2. And the number 1 state for the best tax help, North Dakota. Some key statistics. There's an average of 4 accountants per capita in the U.S., with each handling roughly 225 returns. 57% of people pay someone to prepare and file their return. 2.3 million filers made math errors in 2013. The percentage of filers paying for tax help is 2 times higher in New York than in Washington. The number of accountants per 1,000 people is 10 times higher in D.C. than it is in Mississippi. The number of accounting job openings per 1,000 people is also 66 times higher in the District of Columbia than in the Magnolia State. And the number of returns filed per accountant is 7 times higher in Mississippi than in Washington, D.C. Did somebody prank you on April Fool's Day this week? Well, every April Fool's Day, brands try to outdo each other with the best pranks on the internet. Google Maps turned The View into a Pac-Man game, genius and fun. James Corden, the new late-night host, was hilariously punked by Katie Couric, who had a stunt double fall down the stairs as he introduced her. And Virgin, the Richard Branson-owned company, joked that they were moving to Branson, Missouri. Joanna Basford, a Scottish illustrator, has sold more than 1.4 million copies of her coloring book for adults called Secret Garden. Yes, her target audience is adults who like coloring books. Hardcore fans often buy several copies of her books at a time to experiment with different color combinations. Others have turned it into a social activity. One woman says she regularly gathers with friends for coloring circles at cafes and in one another's homes. Each page can transport you back to a gentler time of life. According to the illustrator, people are really excited to do something analog and creative at a time when we're so overwhelmed by screens and the internet. And coloring is not as scary as a blank sheet of paper or canvas. It's a great way to de-stress. More women think their right side looks better than their left, and it's all due to the way the brain is wired. A survey found that nearly half of women prefer the right side of their face. Some did not want their face photographed at all from the left. According to one expert, the brain controls the facial muscles and the nervous system that allows us to express emotions and communicate with one another. It is split into two halves with the fibers crossing over, so the left hemisphere controls your right side and vice versa. While the left hemisphere of the brain is said to be responsible for detail and analysis, the right deals with imagination and emotions. Displaying the left side of the face can reveal more about how you're feeling, something those in the public eye may prefer to avoid. Just about everyone hates the sound of their voice, and it's because of the wavelengths filtering through the people's bodies. Experts say the surge of a person's voice is a series of sound pressure waves that are physically transmitted throughout your body, and you feel it. To stop hating your voice, just keep listening to it so that you can accept it. Actually, that's what I had to do when I got into radio. A man in Tennessee won more than $2,000 in damages after suing Pizza Hut because the restaurant croutons were too hard. The judge awarded the man damages in his case after he claimed he was the victim of excessively hard croutons that caused him personal injury and damaged his partial denture. His attorney said his client tried to negotiate with the restaurant, but they decided to sue when the negotiations didn't get them anywhere. John Taffer is the host of Bar Rescue, the most popular show on Spike TV. Hey, John, where are you?
I'm actually home, guys. A rare occasion in Las Vegas.
Have you been surprised how much response you get when you go into a bar and rescue it and then put it on TV?
It's unbelievable. I thought I'd do a pilot and go home, to tell you the truth. Then I thought I'd do season one and go home. Then season two and go home. Who would have known 86 episodes later that we're as strong as ever? So there's no end in sight, and I did not expect it at all.
When you go in, obviously the owners agree to have you come in and kind of critique the place and switch it around, but you do run into some resistance, right?
Oh, it's huge. You know, these people made thousands of bad decisions before I got there, so let's face it, their track record isn't the best. And their lives are on the line. You know, they've got weeks till they close. Houses are on the line. Partnerships, fortunes are on the line. So I'm extremely aggressive because I only have 5 days. 36 hours of it is a remodel, so I really have 3.5 days. So I'm in their face. I have to change the way they think in order to change what they do. And that gets ugly. People don't like that. They fight back.
And it hasn't actually become physical quite yet, has it?
We had a shove once or twice, but it gets heated. It's remarkable how heated it gets. But, you know, I get my hug in the end. And that's what's important to me. So the process can get fierce and it can get very confrontational. But in the end, I know I'm leaving them in a better place. And that's what motivates me to be even more confrontational, if necessary, the next time. But the confrontation level comes from them, not me. I react to them.
Well, it's interesting to me that there are so many nightclubs or bars that are in trouble. I guess it just goes to the whole business of these people come and they go and you're trying to keep them from going.
Right. You know, being a bar consultant for 30 years, I never realized that this depth of failure even existed. It's remarkable that these people survive, living in their parents' basements, being $900,000 in debt, etc. I never expected it. When I said to the network in the beginning, find me the worst disasters imaginable, this was not quite imaginable. It's a depth of failure that is difficult to dig people out of.
Now, you mentioned 86 bars. Are they all doing well? I'm sure some of them have reverted back to their old mistakes, right?
Oh, yeah. Some have reverted back to their mistakes. Some will change the name back but keep everything else, the recipes, you know, the programs, the training, et cetera. There's an independent website that tracks our success, and we're tracking at about 80%. Which is a great number. So 80% of the bars that we've rescued are still open and operating. And when you consider they all said they were weeks from closing, that's a good number. I'll take that.
Well, you're actually helping the U.S. economy, really.
I like to think so. We're protecting jobs as well. And we're not only that, we're educating other small business owners around the country. So I'd like to think that, you know, unlike a lot of other reality shows, we have a positive impact.
Yeah, and of course, if they pay attention when they're opening the bar to begin with, as they're watching your show, they won't make the mistakes that you're correcting.
Exactly right. And, you know, those are the people that you know, are successful operators. And I get emails all the time from people that, you know, say we employ the things that you teach in the show and they make us money. And obviously, that's great for me to hear. And to think that I could impact an industry a little bit is wonderful as well.
So now, this is season what now?
We're finishing season four. I have 7 more to shoot in this season. When we're done, we would have aired 40 in season four. That's a lot of episodes.
Well, no season runs 40 episodes anymore on TV, except for you.
Except for me, yep. Well, I guess that's what goes along with success. The bummer is I have to travel 40 weeks a year to do that. So I don't get to go home very much these days, guys. And that's the only bummer. I love the work. I love rescuing people. The 40 weeks on the road can get to you.
Now, what's the relationship with Maria Menounos? Why is she showing up on these stories?
You know, Maria is one of my best friends. And, you know, she and her boyfriend, Kevin Undergaro, and Nicole and I, my wife, are very, very dear friends. And that's really the reason why.
So she just likes the show, and she, you know, she doesn't mind being in front of the camera in costume or in some sort of getup to protect her identity.
No, it doesn't doesn't bother her at all. She's a dear, dear friend and a big Bar Rescue fan. So, yeah, she's happy to do it, and I love her.
What is the number one thing that our local bars make the mistake of doing that might end up having you come in the front door?
Well, you know, guys, New York is an interesting place because there's typically a bar on every corner. And when you look at the competitive environment, you know, most bars just give it away. So, you know, the one mistake I would say is look at your competition and own your neighborhood. New York is about owning your backyard, the 3-4 blocks around you. If you can own that, you'll be successful. Don't worry about the other side of town. Worry about your own 4 blocks.
All right, John. Well, we love the show, and keep shooting them, and hopefully there'll be a season 5 right around the corner, right?
Oh, yeah, there will be for sure. You guys can count on it.
All right, John. All the best, and we look forward to watching every Sunday night on Spike TV.
Good to talk, guys. We'll do it again soon. Bye-bye.
With John Taffer, the host of Bar Rescue, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.